Ezra Davis Bill from Seacom First Nation didn't think he'd get his hand drum back after it was stolen last year. The drum, painted with a purple hummingbird and flowers, went missing only to appear online a few months later. "Before Christmas last year, I found this drum for sale at Beacon Community Services thrift store," said Cowan. Jack McClintock of North Saanich. "I bought it, but couldn't decide where to put it at home. It's unique but did not quite fit in with the other drums in our collection." That's when he decided to sell it on Facebook Marketplace for $60, the same amount he paid at the thrift store. Ezra's neighbor, Charlie Bill, saw the listing and recognized the drum. He immediately messaged McClintock to ask where he bought it, who sold it to him, and how much it cost. "He was doing his sleuthing, which is cool," the counselor said. He claimed the same drum had been stolen from his friend's house. McClintock suggested he get in touch with RCMP, get a file number and involve them so that there is at least some documentation of their conversation. Following some back and forth, they decided to meet on Tuesday morning, January 21. McClintock gave Charlie the drum, and that same day, he returned it to Ezra, who thought it was lost forever. "I felt angry and hurt because it was taken without my consent," Ezra said. The hand drum was originally from the Cowichan Valley and was brought to North Saanich by his partner, Ethel, who passed away 3 years ago. It was a 40-year-old drum that his family used to play songs with in a longhouse. "We keep our drums and don't pass them around to everybody or give them away. We hang on to them until they break down. We just replace the hide on the frame so we can use them again." Many drum teachings by First Nations in BC use the circle to represent, among many things, connection. By sheer happenstance, two strangers who connected over one stolen drum paved the way for its return to the original owner in a true full circle moment.